Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 22, fascinating piece of Gemara, touching upon what we just said yesterday in yesterday's Gemara, literally here. And the source is good for reiteration, good for repeating, good to keep it in our minds. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said that Rav Yonasan noted the following contradiction. It is written in the beginning of the verse, the number of the children of Israel will be like the sand of the sea, which indicates that they will have a finite number. But then it is written, which cannot be measured nor counted, which indicates that they will not have a finite number. The notes point out Rav Yonasan renders this last phrase in accordance with its plain meaning. The children of Israel will be so abundant that they will be innumerable. Not as teaching a prohibition, pointed out by the notes in Maharsha and Anaf Yosef. Accordingly, he sees a contradiction between it and the preceding phrase, which states that they will be as abundant as the sand of the sea, which could conceivably be counted. So the Gemara answer, there's no contradiction. Here, in the latter part of the verse, the prophet refers to a period when Israel does the will of Hashem. Whereas here, in the beginning of the verse, he refers to a period when Israel does not do the will of Hashem. That is how the notes point out. The Gemara refers not to a quantitative count of their physical number, but to a qualitative reckoning of their spiritual worth. When the Jews fulfill the will of God, their spiritual worth soars beyond comprehension, pointed out by Ein Yosef. Maharsav, in his commentary to Bamidbar Rabbah, remarks that this Gemara is a reflection of Vayikra, which states, if you will follow my decrees, observe my commandments, perform them, I will turn my attention to you, I'll make you fruitful and increase you. If you not listen to me, I will, and not perform the commandments, I will diminish you. The point being, whatever we can do to fulfill the words of Hashem, to fulfill the will of Hashem, will allow us to be innumerable, will allow us to never be overtaken, will allow us to be uncountable, like we talked about yesterday. And that goes with making sure your days, again, are full of mitzvahs, are full of Torah, are full of good deeds. Even if you sit down and you learn just for a little bit, just for a little bit, even if you read a couple of emails that are Halacha Yomi, or Mishnah Yomi, or this Yomi or that Yomi, like the five that I go through, Bli Neder, I try to do, we have to be Koveya Itim. We have to make sure that we set up that our days are fulfilled so that we could be doing the will of Hashem, so that we can make sure not to be counted, and we can make sure not to be hurt, and not to be overtaken, but to be insurmountable and to be unconquerable. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 23 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.